12 votes in favour and 3 abstentions from the United States, the United Kingdom and Russia. Speaking ahead of the vote, Malta, who proposed the resolution, said it offered hope in this dark hour, focusing on the plight of children, both Palestinian and those taken hostage by Hamas. The resolution adopted on Wednesday demands compliance with international law, as well as safe and unhindered humanitarian access for United Nations agencies and their partners. It doesn't, however, refer to Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th, which left around 1,200 people dead, an omission strongly condemned by the US and Israel. Sally Patterson, New York.